Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Delta Flyers Christmas special episode.
Yes.
Happy holidays, everyone.
Happy holidays.
Really excited to do our annual, you know, holiday special.
Yeah, the Lost Christmas episode that we...
Yes, we're going to review the Lost Christmas episode. We started this our first year of the podcast, and it was a big hit. So we're going to share with you an episode that you've never seen.
Yes.
But it was very special to us.
Yes, because
of its holiday themes. So, yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
So, Robbie and I, essentially, we have prompts and situations. Each of us have a batch to go through. And we also have quotes. So we've sort of divided them down the middle. And thank you to our admirals who contributed these quotes and prompts. And Robbie
gave us this. I'll start to read some of them out. But they gave us these quotes, these lines of dialogue or these situations or things that are part of this Lost episode.
Yes.
And we have to work it into our holiday special Lost episode. So we're going to tell you what they came up with that we're going to have to include in our story.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes a little something like this. The title that they gave us was, we actually had two titles that we felt were tied. So this is a double titled episode. It's called Miracle on Deck 15 or Harry the Red-Nosed Ensign. It's got two titles, which is one reason that it got lost, because nobody knew what the title was.
All right, Robbie, you want to give us go through your prompts and situations first?
Yeah. So the prompts and situations that we were given by our generous admirals for this Lost episode, this very special episode. Here's some situations. Seven improves personal hygiene products. Best couple contest. Chaotica disguised as Santa, the magic Santa hat. Tuvok gives Janeway love advice. Voyager holiday spectacular, a musical. Neelix celebrates Hanukkah and salamanders. What else do we have, Garrett?
Yes. So the prompts and situations that I must utilize during this very special Lost episode are switching stations. Seska was seen with Santa, Synthahol, Harry and Tom make presents, arm wrestling, Neelix the Grinch, dogs in space, and someone ate all the cookies. So those are my...
Those are our prompts and situations. Yeah. And then for lines or dialogue...
We have quotes.
We've got some lines we have to include here.
Yeah.
Some of the lines are... 'Twas the night shift on Voyager.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, mammal. I have improved the efficiency of Starfleet standard toothpaste by 75% with Borg nanoprobes. No, Seven, I will not report to Astrometrics. I didn't expect it to be so sticky.
Ooh.
We encountered a race of aliens called Sabrilu. Merry Christmas, everyone. Topsy-turvy. Hold on to your butts. I'm a doctor, not a nightlight. What's with all the lights? Who made the eggnog? And that's how the warp plasma that was supposed to last us only one night lasted for eight. We've been trying to contact you about your ship's extended warranty. What would Janeway do? And by the way, those are some of the lines. And I want to go back to Sabrilu. So for those that aren't Patreon patrons, that aren't part of some of our added bonus discussions, Sabrilu is a shortened name for three of our PT shippers who are obsessed with Paris and B'Elanna. Paris and Torres.
Yeah, if you recall, I came up with it when I was moderating one of the Admiral calls.
You did. Yeah, we were on an Admiral call, and and Sarah and Sabrina and Luce all were just talking nonstop about Paris and Torres. And they're big-time PT shippers, and so we gave them a name, Sabrina. So now Team they are Sabrina. A race of aliens, I guess.
They are a race of aliens in here. I'm so excited that they're a race of aliens. Okay, so my quotes I have, it's better than the musical Cats, which is something that Robbie says. Everything is better than Cats, actually.
Everything's better
that's
than
a
Cats,
true Robbie quote.
Yes.
This is a semi-Robbie quote. Okay, I'm a doctor. I'm a doctor, not a decorator. So at the times that I'm going to speak like the doctor, I'm going to try to speak like the doctor. Your lack of cheer is rather illogical. It's because I'm green, isn't it? Lieutenant Llama said it was okay. A little reference to Lieutenant Llama that was in a prior Christmas special lost episode.
Our first lost episode,
There you go. The word bamboozle. I like that word. Mm-hmm. Bamboozle. It's a nice word. Flows well. Yippee-ki-yay.
It's a good holiday word, bamboozle.
Bamboozle? Okay.
It is
now. If you're a family of grifters, yes, bamboozle would be a great word. Yippee-ki-yay, we have that, and that's a reference to Bruce Willis's character in Die Hard, the Christmas movie that some people argue is not a Christmas movie. They say it's just an action film, but I'm going to say it's an action
Christmas. It's a great Christmas film.
It really is. Today is a good day to cry. I have that line. I have, it's a miracle. I can see the truth. Tom has always just wanted to be well-liked. Janeway only drinks Irish coffee. And Harry has already been promoted to eldest ensign. Captain, sensors have detected elevated reindeer readings from the planet's northern pole. That's what you call an ugly Christmas sweater. I spent one night with her, and my nose is now red. I guess that's in reference to me. Harry
the red-nosed ensign,
Am I a hologram? Son of a nutcracker. That's reference to... What is it, Robbie?
Is that of a Nutcracker?
Yeah, isn't that from
Nutcracker ballet? I would think
it is. But didn't someone in popular film and television say that? Isn't that a quote from?
I don't know. Son of a Nutcracker was that from Home Alone?
No, I think Will Ferrell said it in Elf. I think he might have said "Son of a Nutcracker" like something like when he injured himself or something.
Oh, you nice. Okay.
I feel like that was an Elf thing, but maybe I'm wrong. Seriously, has anyone seen my pants? That's another quote. And a final piece of dialogue would be warp particles, which is one of our favorite, of course.
Yes, our favorite moment with Torres and the captain.
Good stuff.
Warp particles moment. Yes.
Okay.
All right. Well, let's get into this episode.
Let's get
Miracle
into
on Deck 15 or Harry the Red-Nosed Ensign.
Yes.
What I loved about this Lost Holiday episode was that opening shot. When you see Voyager lost in the Delta Quadrant, we're flying by and suddenly we come across this planet and you hear a captain's log. A captain's log. I think Janeway said something like captain's log 5093.2.
Yeah,
and then she starts it. 'Twas the night shift on Voyager is how she starts it.
Oh.
And as she says her captain's log, we pass by a planet.
Yeah.
And the planet looks like it's decorated, like you can see from space, holiday decorations all around, lights twinkling and, you know, beautiful holiday decorations. And the captain says, 'twas the night shift on Voyager and all through the ship. And then she goes on in this, I don't know the whole captain's log, but she starts to describe how everybody's preparing for the holidays. And I think like Neelix was baking. He was in the mess hall baking holiday cookies. Tom was going around to everybody's quarters, and he was trying to get everybody in the holiday spirit. So I remember that one of my favorite scenes when he pushes Harry's doorbell button, and Harry wakes up. Harry's playing his clarinet. Of course, he's practicing his clarinet.
He doesn't sleep. He just has a clarinet, and he just plays the clarinet.
Yeah.
Nonstop.
And Tom says, Harry, what are you doing practicing your clarinet? It's Christmas. It's the holidays. You need to get in the spirit. And then Tom hands him this hat. And Harry's like, what is that? And he goes, this is the magic Santa hat.
Oh,
that you need to wear, Harry, so you're filled with the holiday spirit. And we've got to get this crew going. So Harry goes off one way and Tom goes off the other way.
Harry's wearing the magic Santa hat.
Yeah, he's wearing the magic Santa hat.
He's heading towards the bridge, though. I do remember that's where he was going.
Oh, yeah. I remember
that. He was heading to the bridge. And as we're coming up on this planet, they start sending out some defense force ships, basically. They come up. And they're very aggressive, and they're asking us why we're here, because we've intruded their space. And
wait a minute. Is this the Sabrilu aliens?
These are the Sabrilu aliens, exactly. And so they're very suspicious of us, and they don't really want to deal with us. But it's really interesting, because as they're dealing with Janeway, and they're on the view screen, and Janeway's trying to negotiate.
This. Yeah, I remember this, because Harry was in the bridge with the magic Santa hat.
I had the Santa hat on, exactly.
And Janeway Harry goes on screen.
Yeah.
And we see these aliens and they're like, get out of our sector. And Janeway said something like, but your planet looks like it's decorated for the holidays. How can you be so aggressive? And they say, you need to leave here.
Yeah.
And then Paris, he pulls up on this console.
Yeah.
He says, Captain, we've encountered a race of aliens called Sabrilu.
And the minute Paris says that, immediately the alien commander of the Sabrilu race, looks at Paris because he says this.
Yeah.
And all the anger and the suspicion just melted away. It was like Christmas spirit had hit him, because this planet of aliens, the people they worship, who've been spoken about for centuries, is a being known as Tom Paris. And also there's Balana Torres. So it's a little different in the pronunciation, but it's still.
But
very
they're obsessed.
Close.
This Sabrilu race of aliens are obsessed with
Paris. Paris and Torres. These are basically the deities that these Sabrilu aliens have been worshiping for centuries. And they have a likeness of Paris, and it looks pretty darn close to Tom Paris. It's like a doppelganger practically.
Yeah, the male Sabrilus look like Tom Paris.
And
the female Sabrilus look like Paris,
exactly. The true love of Paris in the lore of the Sabrilu.
And what was crazy, do you remember when in this scene when they're on screen and they see Tom Paris and they think, oh my gosh, this is, we've been upset. And they say, you know, we want to board your ship. We don't want to fight you right now. We want to board your ship. And we'd like to have a best couples contest on your ship.
That's right.
Remember that scene?
That's right. Yes. They're very excited about having the best couples. And at this point, after they've seen Paris, Janeway's open to this idea. So she says, why not? Come on over. Come on. Send your delegation over and we will have a best couple contest. And we will name the winner the PT champion in honor of Paris and Torres on their planet. So these aliens are so absolutely happy that they just all together they yell yippee-ki-yay, yippee-ki-yay, that's their way of saying, you know, which Tom Paris kind of turns to Harry and says, that's from a movie from the 20th century called Die Hard with an actor named Bruce Willis.
Tom would know that. Yeah,
Tom knows that.
And then Tom said something like, that's crazy, because that was a 20th century Christmas movie and these aliens are saying the same thing. This is crazy.
Oh my goodness.
And off of that moment, which was felt really weird, we cut to, I think in this episode, we cut to the sick bay next, I think.
Yes. We're in sick bay. Mm-hmm.
We're in sick bay. And the doctor is just not in the Christmas spirit whatsoever.
He really isn't. He's
not at all.
No, because Neelix come in at this point asking the doctor to help with decorations, like Christmas decorations?
Well, and I think Neelix is actually, Neelix comes in and says, you want to help with the holiday decorations?
Right. And quickly the doctor says, I'm a doctor, not a decorator. I'm too busy for you, Neelix. Essentially, he just gives him the shrug off. He's very sour patch.
He's very sour. And so Neelix says, well, if you don't want to do Christmas decorations, Doc, maybe I'm celebrating Hanukkah, another holiday season.
There you go.
Holiday. And Neelix says, There's a tradition with Earth that they celebrate Hanukkah at this time of year. So I'm making Hanukkah cookies. And and the doctor says, no, I don't fit into any of this. I'm a hologram.
Right.
I'm a hologram. I don't need to celebrate this stuff.
Yeah.
And so Neelix, and then Janeway comes in, I think, at this point in the scene.
Yes, she does.
And they sort of exchange a look. Neelix is like, what are we going to do, Captain?
Yeah. She walks in with Tuvok, doesn't she, at this point?
She walks in with Tuvok.
Yeah, that was, yeah.
And the doctor says, hello, Captain. You know, Tuvok, he says, why have you come to meet me? And Janeway says, well, we've got some big news for you, Doc. Yeah. We've realized, we've discovered, as we've been, Seven's been looking into our databases, that we actually discovered that you have a mother and a father who created your program, and we know who they are.
Ooh.
This is big.
And that's huge. I forgot about that. I forgot
remember
about
that scene?
Yes, I do remember it.
We've discovered.
That was a pivotal scene.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and Janeway's like, we only have some of the information in our database. So if you want that information, we can give it to you. And the doctor says, he thinks for a minute and he goes, well, Captain, you know, I don't belong here. I don't belong with these celebrations, these holiday celebrations. But maybe my family. Yeah, maybe that's where I belong.
Yes,
it's with my family. So I want to know about them. And so the captain, you know, gives him the data of his mother and his father.
Yeah. And he really starts thinking about, the doctor starts getting very existential, starts to look inward and really start to question things. And he even says, at one point he's standing there and he says, am I a hologram? He even asked that question. I remember that was one of the questions that he said in that scene.
Yeah, he did. I remember that. It was a powerful moment, that moment of dialogue when he said,
especially the camera. Yeah. I mean, just the way that, you know, the angles that the director chose.
I think David Livingston directed this.
Yeah, this was a Livingston
episode.
Shot.
This was a Livingston shot. So it was like a fisheye lens shot, I think.
But in this moment, you know how I've complained about fisheye so much, but I actually liked the fisheye.
It was really powerful.
It was so powerful.
Because the doctor now knows he's got a mother and a father.
And a father.
But he doesn't know anything about
him. Huge. That's huge.
I remember off of that moment, the next scene, we cut to Astrometrics, I think.
Okay.
We go to Astrometrics and Seven is there. And Tom comes in to Astrometrics.
Yes.
And he's like, Seven, you know, we have to get ready for the holidays, because Tom's just, he's really enthusiastic about
it. He is.
He's like, what are you going to do? You know, you could help me decorate the tree. You could help Neelix with the Hanukkah cookies and the baking. You could do anything.
Yeah.
And she says, well, I've never really celebrated the holidays before. So I think what I can contribute is I can improve the personal hygiene products for the crew.
That's right. She started punching in these algorithms and it was,
She decides,
she
decides to do this and she punches in some algorithms and she says, well, I can, as my holiday gift to the crew, I have improved the efficiency of Starfleet standard toothpaste by 75% with Borg nanoprobes. And,
do you remember what happened right after she said that?
What happened?
She was so excited that she called to Captain Janeway, who was on the bridge, and she said, Seven, to Captain Janeway.
Go ahead, Seven.
And then that's when Seven says, I need you to report to Astrometrics immediately.
Yeah. And she was so excited. She was so excited about this holiday thing. She finally was in the holiday spirit.
When she asked the captain to report to Astrometrics, what did Janeway say? Because she's busy on the bridge immediately.
Oh, Janeway. Yeah. Janeway always, this is what was so exciting about this episode. Is that the captain always says, on my way. Or she's
on my way.
But this time when Seven is so happy and finally in the holiday spirit.
Yes.
And says, Captain, come to Astrometrics.
Yeah.
Janeway says, no, Seven.
Yeah.
I will not report to Astrometrics. And she's
this is huge.
She's just crushed.
She's never said this to Seven. She's always come a running, right? Yeah. Whenever Seven calls, Janeway comes a running.
Seven was so sad. And Paris, who's like obsessed with holidays, he goes, no, Don't go there, seven. No. Don't give up. Mm-mm. You need to stay in the holiday spirit. Maybe you can improve, you know, some other personal hygiene products. So
yeah.
Devin starts working on deodorant for the crew. She's like, well, maybe I can improve the deodorant. And she punches in some things and hits the replicator, and out comes some, you know, like a can of deodorant for the crew. And she says, Lieutenant Paris, would you please try this? Let me know if this is improved. So Paris, you know, he sprays a little deodorant here and a little deodorant there, kind of feels it. And he's like, I think this is, he does a little of that, you know, flaps the arms. And then says, I think this is good. But he says, you know, seven, I didn't expect it to be so sticky.
Boom. That's exactly what he said. And that was one of the best lines in the entire scene.
It was so good. I didn't expect it to be so sticky. And then he realizes his armpits are stuck. Whatever she did with the nanoprobes, his armpits are like stuck together.
They're stuck so badly that Paris yells out, son of a nutcracker, because he's still in the Christmas spirit.
I remember that was a hilarious line.
That was
who wrote this episode, by the way?
I'm pretty sure that
because that was
Fuller,
a funny line.
This is a Brian Fuller episode.
Brian Fuller must have
along
written
with,
this one.
Yeah, Brian Fuller and Bob Doherty, those two sort of collaborated on this one.
Yeah,
so it's really, really funny. Wonderful lines. And
I didn't expect it to be so sticky. Son of a nutcracker.
I mean, those two lines together put very together. I don't know if it's Doherty behind that or if it's Fuller, but I'm going to say probably both of them. I think that one of them came up with son of a nutcracker and the other one came up with, you know, I didn't expect it to be so sticky.
Yeah.
And the mystery is who?
Who did it?
Yeah.
Well, so Tom says, I've got to go to sick bay to get my armpits unstuck.
Yes.
So he heads
out. And also,
out.
It's twofold reason. You're going to go there to get your arms unstuck, but you're also going to, after they become unstuck, we're going to try to get the doctor more into the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
So you ask him to come with you to the holodeck. All right. So, but before, I'm jumping ahead.
You're jumping ahead. Yeah. Well, the first
you're in sick bay.
Yeah, we go. Tom goes into sick bay.
Yeah.
And the doctor's not there. And Tom's armpits are stuck together.
They sure are.
From the sticky deodorant.
Yeah.
And he says, Doc, computer, please locate the doctor.
Yeah.
And the computer says, the doctor is in holodeck 2.
Isn't that
very strange?
Yeah.
So then the next scene cuts to holodeck 2.
Yeah.
We see the doctor there.
Yeah.
Programming in something, and then it comes to life and it's a Starfleet laboratory.
What?
And this man and woman walk in to this holodeck, you know, recreation of a laboratory. This man and woman walk in.
Yes.
And say, okay, let's put in the final programming for this experiment.
Yes.
They walk in and the doctor sees them and he says, Mom? Dad?
Yes.
And they look at him and they say, how does he know who we are? How is he so aware
sentient? Yes.
He knows that we are his mother and father.
Yeah.
And they run to embrace him. And it's such a wonderful moment.
It was.
They said, this is a Christmas miracle.
Oh,
we wanted a son and he's sentient. He knows that we're his mother and father.
Yes.
And there's this moment of, because his mom and dad, the doc's mom and dad, were obsessed with Christmas. They loved the holidays.
They really did.
They really did.
Yeah. And they always used Synthahol. They served Synthahol at their holidays.
Oh, that's, they did. Yeah.
That was a big thing.
And so when they see the doctor and they realize that he knows they're his mother and father.
Yeah.
They're his mom and dad.
Yeah.
He said, we need to toast this. We need to drink. We need to have a... So they pour some Synthahol for each of them, and they pour some for the doctor. And
they do.
Again, it's a holodeck recreation, so all of this. But it's based on the database that Janeway found.
Yeah.
And they start drinking. And the doctor, you know, he gets very affected by the Synthahol very, very quickly.
Yeah.
And he wants to celebrate Christmas. So he starts singing a Christmas, you know, carol kind of thing for mom and dad, thinking it's going to impress them.
Yeah.
But when the doctor starts singing, he starts singing about viruses and bacteria and things like that. It's not very Christmassy.
He's done that in the past.
Mom and dad are like, wait, what is wrong with you? This is not a Christmas carol.
Yeah.
And then he tries to, he wraps a present for them and it's like algorithms and programming for their computer. And they're like, what are you joking? This isn't horrible holiday.
Yeah.
You don't know how to do you're not the son we want. We wanted a son that loves Christmas. And so the doctor is so upset and he says, you know what? This whole thing is just so topsy-turvy. Computer, freeze program. And he freezes them. And just then Tom Paris walks in.
Yes.
And Tom is like, Doc, what's wrong? And he can tell the doctor's very emotional.
Yeah.
And the doctor says, well, what's wrong with you? Why are your armpits stuck together? And Tom says, well, Seven did this.
Well, he does say son of a nutcracker before he says this next line, though. Again, he just said it one more time.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. He goes, son of a nutcracker, the armpits.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So the doctor, you know, says, I found my parents, but I tried to celebrate Christmas and they just, I couldn't do anything right. I was right in the beginning. I don't belong with this human holiday.
Yeah.
I don't belong with a mom and a dad.
Yeah.
And Tom says, well, let me play with this holodeck program. Let me make some adjustments. So Tom goes over, punches in a few things and says, I'll wait for you in the sick bay, doc.
Yeah.
Walks out, and then the mom and dad come back to life.
Yeah.
And they're like, what is wrong with you, son? Why don't you know how to celebrate Christmas? And suddenly Santa Claus comes in. It's Santa. Yeah. Santa Claus comes in, and the mom and dad are thrilled now because they loved the holidays. They loved Christmas. And Santa comes in. And the doctor realizes Tom did that. So he says, Mom, Dad, I asked Santa to come here and celebrate Christmas because I knew how much you loved it.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, son. And then they go to hug him again. But then you see Santa Claus pulls off his disguise. It's not Santa Claus.
Who is it?
It's Dr. Chaotica.
It
was Chaotica disguised as Santa.
Oh my!
And he pulls out his death ray and shoots mom and dad right in front of the doctor.
Oh my goodness!
It's horrible.
It's horrible. It's horrible. Tom in there the whole time that this is happening?
No, Tom had left and he was waiting in sick bay with his armpits stuck together.
Oh, that's right.
And the doctor just sees his mother and father killed in front of him.
Goodness!
And then Dr. Chaotica says, Merry Christmas, everyone. That's right before he shot them, I think, wasn't it? He shot mom and dad.
I think you're right about that. The doctor does leave the program, though. He comes back to sickbay, I think, to see Tom Paris. Yeah, with the. And at this point, Tom has, since his hands are glued to his side, his pants kind of slipped down a little bit. So, you know, he couldn't keep them on when he was walking down the sick bay. So he did use his chin to hit his comm badge. And he said, seriously, has anyone seen my pants? He did say that
Yeah.
That was hilarious. Sick bay. Yeah. It was very funny.
Hilarious.
Yeah, that's when the doctor came in to see Tom like that. And he did. Did he repair Tom? I can't remember what happened to Tom.
He did. He did repair him. And
yes.
And Tom said, thanks, Doc, for, you know, fixing my armpits.
Yeah.
And I really want to get everybody in the Christmas spirit. I've got lots more people to talk to. And so thanks for getting my armpits unstuck. And, you know, sorry about that, Dr. Chaotica. I thought it was going to be Santa. I guess I hit the program wrong. I'm really sorry about that. I hope that didn't traumatize you.
Well,
the doctor is very upset.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Okay, so now Tom is taking the doctor to the
holodeck to try to fix the massacre of his parents on Christmas. It was a Christmas massacre.
Yeah, so in essence,
shocking scene.
Very shocking. And it's, you know, Tom basically is like the ghost of Christmas past almost. And Ebenezer Scrooge is the doctor in this scene, basically. So Tom takes him over to the holodeck. It's holodeck 2. Tom basically says, computer, activate Paris program, dogs in space.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And that's a whole new one. This lost episode is the only time Tom ever did the dogs in space holodeck.
Pretty much. I'm going to say right now that even Harry has no clue about dogs in space. This was sort of the ace in the hole, or the final, ninth inning. You know, this is it. This is the Hail Mary right here.
Yeah.
The dogs in space program to help get the doctor into the holiday spirit. Yeah. And in the program, it's basically the program we're in is just Voyager, but it's Paris taking the doctor to see everyone, how they're dealing with the Christmas spirit. So we start with the bridge. We're there on the bridge.
Yeah.
And we see Harry and Tom making presents. So basically Tom is leading the doctor, but we can see a version of Harry and Tom.
But he sees another.
There.
Yeah. It's just like the version. Christmas Carol, Ebenezer Scrooge thing.
Yes.
Which Harry is a great idea that Tom had to do this for the holiday spirit, because the doctor doesn't feel like he fits in, at all to the holidays.
No. Yeah. And in this program, everything is kind of like, it's different, because you see Harry and Tom making presents on the bridge. Yeah. And you also see.
So sweet.
Yeah, the stations. I mean, they're kind of switched, because Harry is sitting down at navigation, and Tom is up at Harry's station at operations, and they're making presents. And in between, they're taking tape balls and kind of throwing it back at each other. Tuvok, they're throwing.
I think they wrote that into the script because we did that in real life, and they wrote it into the holiday.
Yeah. That was
special.
They started to really feel the pulse of us actors, of who we were as people, our personalities. And they threw that in there, which I was very, very thankful for. I thought it was wonderful that they did that. So that was one amazing thing to see.
That was great. And then off of that. So we leave them on that tour, that kind of Ebenezer Scrooge tour.
Oh, but there was one great line in there. Before we left that bridge scene was that it was Harry throwing it at Tom, and then Tom taking it and throwing it at Tuvok, right? And
it hit Tuvok.
Yeah,
that's like a Christmas tradition that they have on Voyager, throwing tape balls at each other. It's so funny.
And when Tom threw it at Tuvok, Tuvok turned and broke the fourth wall and looked directly at the doctor, lacking a Christmas spirit. And he said, "Your lack of cheer is rather illogical." So it was another fisheye moment from Livingston, where it was
another awesome dramatic person. Moment. And that's dramatic. And then the doctor says, computer, end program. He's done with that.
He's upset.
He's so emotional.
He's so upset.
And then he turned to Tom and he said, I told you, I don't belong here. I don't have a family. I don't have any Christmas spirit. He storms off. It was really
And the button, when he said, "I don't have any Christmas spirit," his last thing he said was, "This was just a bamboozle." And he was so upset. Yeah. He felt like he was being cheated by all of us. It's become spirited, really. I mean, it's illogical that he's doing that. And
it's a very emotional scene. And so We go from there. We cut to the mess hall. Do you remember the next scene in the mess hall?
Is it the couple contest? What are we? Where?
Yes, the couple. Remember. Exactly.
Yes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're in the middle of the Sabri Lou aliens couple contest.
That's right. I do remember that. Who was the moderator? Or who was hosting? Was Neelix hosting this whole thing?
Neelix was hosting it. Yeah. He was hosting the whole thing and passing out his Hanukkah cookies to everybody. Sabri Lou aliens loved him, by the way.
They did. I think Neelix had a little bit of synthahol too in this scene.
Yeah. Neelix had had way too much synthahol.
Yeah.
He was, you know, really kind of embarrassing. And the captain said, Neelix, you know, can you please go make some more Hanukkah cookies and maybe drink some water and sober up a little? And so Neelix goes back and Janeway said something to the aliens like, so, you know, why is this couples contest so important? And they say, well, you know, we're a race of shippers. And Janeway said, what? And they said, well, we're a race of shippers and we travel the galaxy, you know, trying to make people participate in these best couple contests. That's what we do. We love that. And Janeway's like, I don't understand what shippers are. And it was a great awkward exchange because Janeway's like, I don't understand shippers. Shipping?
Yeah.
What? And they're like, it's best couples and we travel the galaxy and have these best couple. Anyway, Janeway finally says, sure, let's do this. And so.
But you know what kind of breaks that whole explanation scene is when Neelix is still a little inebriated from the synthahol and he yells out because he's upset that someone had ate all the cookies. And he just, you know, he
was really upset.
He was upset. He actually spoke like a Klingon. He spoke like a Klingon. He went, today is a good day to cry because of the cookies being gone. Right.
He was proud of the cookies and he was very upset that everybody ate them all and he had to make more.
Oh my goodness. It was unbelievable.
He started speaking like a Klingon. It was crazy.
It was crazy. And then he spoke like an Orion. Oh, and he said, it's because I'm green, isn't it? He said that. And so all these things were coming out of his mouth. Today he was, to cry.
He just it's because I'm green. Synthahol.
Isn't too much synthahol. It really was.
Too much synthahol.
I don't think he had synthahol before that ever. I really don't.
No.
Yeah.
But in the best couples contest.
Yeah. Who are the other couples that we saw?
Janeway doesn't understand, but she's like, okay, I guess we should pair off. So she orders the crew to pair off. And, you know, Janeway picks Chakotay, which so many JC shippers were. I would have loved to have seen this episode.
Yes, because this is the stuff they love. When they see the J plus the C together and intimate and engaged, it just tickles them. It just tickles them pink. They're so excited. They're just like, wow, this is stellar. Yeah. This is something else. Yeah.
It was exciting. Janeway and Chakotay paired off. Tom and B'Elanna obviously paired off.
Yeah.
And Tuvok paired off with Seska, who happened to be there in this episode. Do you remember that?
That's right.
Tuvok and Seska paired off.
Which was very
surprising.
It was. It was because we hadn't seen Seska in a while and boom, there she is.
No, sure. All of a sudden, but it's a Christmas miracle. She's there.
It really
and,
was.
And so Janeway says, you know, okay, how do we, you know, compete in this couples contest? Like ask the Sabri Lou aliens, you know, what do we do?
Right.
And they say, well, they have to play a game called Topsy Turvy.
Oh.
Is the name of the game. Topsy Turvy.
Okay.
Yeah, they have to play the game Topsy Turvy.
Right.
And the couple has to balance on like a giant ball.
Oh, right.
And they have to, you know, balance together on a giant ball.
Yeah.
And so as they're all preparing for this contest, this couples contest to balance on the balls to prove who's got the best couple balance, Janeway goes to Tuvok and says, Tuvok, I don't know how to do this. And Tuvok says, well, Captain, if I may. May I give you some love advice?
That's right.
Remember
the love advice scene.
Tuvok gives her the love advice. He says, being a couple, you have to learn balance. You have to learn how to give and take and really connect with each other.
Yeah.
And so.
Do you remember it when he said that? He also said, it's not only just intention and words and thought, but it's also a physical union.
Yeah.
And the best way I can show this to you, Captain, is by arm wrestling you. And so they actually...
Yeah, so he showed her about this kind of connection.
Yes, and it was so interesting seeing Tuvok and Janeway do this arm wrestling exercise to basically show her
it was
love.
A very Vulcan version of arm wrestling.
It was, it was like really a meditative arm wrestling technique is what it was. So it really didn't move much. You know, it was like a very subtle move to the left and a very subtle move to the right. There wasn't
they're learning balance. Yeah, they're learning
balance. The balance of and being it balancing the energy of one person with another.
But,
is really
but
what
then
that
the,
was about.
I remember the Sabrilo alien said, enough of this.
Yeah.
It's time for the couples contest.
Yes. They wanted
we
to
want
see
the couples contest.
They wanted it. They wanted that and contest.
Everyone looked to the captain like, who's going to go first?
Yeah.
Janeway says to Tom, Bolana, you are first.
Yes.
And you know how Tom usually says, yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
For some reason, he answered in this special episode. He says, yes, mammal.
That's right.
Remember? It was a different, it was a different spin. Yes, ma'am.
Was she that a synthahol based?
Interpretation
of that?
They'd all been drinking a lot.
They all had a little synthahol.
And maybe I just mumbled
mammal or
in this episode. Maybe you know, I'm surprised.
I'm surprised you didn't loop that. I mean, they just kept that in there, but maybe, you know, maybe that was actually part of the script itself. I don't remember exactly. So,
but do you remember? So Tom and Bolana get up on the ball at first to balance and show connection and everything. And Tom realizes that if you put your hands on your butt, that you can balance better.
Oh.
And so Tom yells it out to everybody, to all of the couples. He says, hey, everybody, hold on to your butts, he says. And this automatically, the Sabrilo aliens are like, enough, you're disqualified. And so...
Who was disqualified?
Tom and Bolana, because he yelled out... Well, everybody's disqualified because Tom yelled out, hold on to your butts.
Oh, my
as
goodness.
Like the way to win the couples contest and balance. And so the Sabrilo aliens are pissed off. And they're like, enough of this. You're all disqualified.
No. And that's what you remember what Tom said. Tom, to respond to the disqualification from the Sabrilo aliens, Tom said, Lieutenant Lama said it was okay. Like it was, you know, these Lieutenant Lama was actually the one behind,
behind
constructing the
so to speak.
Get it, so to speak. Yes, behind the rules and all the protocols that had to be followed for this best couple contest. So he's sort of the one that we defer to, right?
Well,
so
especially around the holidays, Lieutenant Lama is really we all rely on Lieutenant Lama around the holidays.
We do.
To for advice and you know he's very important but so the Sabrilo aliens are they're pissed off and they head back to their ship immediately and Janeway says you know everybody back to your battle stations because this may be a war and that was very you know in terms of the couples contest it had gone badly and now the Sabrilo aliens are pissed off.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so next, I think the next scene we cut to sickbay and the doctor's there by himself and he's very upset. And
he is.
He's really upset. Tom does come in. Tom comes in and he says, look, Doc, I'm really sorry. This is the holidays and you should be happy. And the doctor just lets loose on him.
He let loose because Tom took him to two holiday programs and both were not good, right?
Horrible.
Yeah, and Tom feeling a little bit, you know, kind of... under the microscope, Tom says, look, those were, I mean, the first program maybe was a mistake, but the second one, Dogs in Space, that program was my secret program to get you back into spirit.
Yeah.
And it's definitely, Tom, I remember Tom saying that. He goes, it's better than the musical Cats. He said that, you know.
And then, he said, it's better than the musical Cats. And the doctor says, I hate cats.
Yeah, he hates cats.
In fact, the doctor hates cats more than I hate cats.
He does. Yeah, which
he really hated cats.
That's a lot of hate.
Get out of my sick bay.
Yeah, kicks you out.
Tom says, but Doc. And then the doctor says, computer, end emergency medical hologram. And he disappears.
He shuts himself off.
That's himself off.
I forgot
about
that
like,
scene.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
He goes, I can't believe I did this. And
yeah.
And he walks out.
Yeah.
And then a moment later,
doesn't Harry see Tom in the hallway and Tom explains to him what happened? And Harry says, let me give this a shot. So yes. Harry comes in there.
Harry goes in and says, computer, activate
emergency medical hologram. Exactly. The doctor pops up.
He says, I'm a doctor, not a nightlight.
Yeah, he's so upset. Just
turn me on and turn me off.
He's not happy at all.
And
Harry just says, Doc, please, like, I'm just here to help. Okay. In fact, I'm so here to help. Harry goes over to the, there's a replicator, like a hidden replicator in sick bay. And so Harry goes, you remember that.
I remember it.
Hidden replicator. So Harry goes over there and he replicates two ugly Christmas sweaters, one for himself, one for the doctor. And he brings it over. And he hands, he puts on one and he hands the other one to the doctor. And the doctor goes, that's what you call an ugly Christmas sweater? He's, not enthused about this. But Harry goes, yes, this is a tradition, Doc. This is what people do. We're going to wear these ugly Christmas sweaters. And we're going to go on to my holodeck program that I've programmed for you to let you hopefully feel the spirit of the holidays.
I love that moment. Harry was really a hero here. And, and as they walked out of sick bay, I remember they're heading to Harry's holodeck.
Yeah.
What's it going to be? And then we cut to the bridge, I think was the next scene.
Yeah.
We cut to the bridge and Janeway says, everyone be prepared at battle stations. These Sabrilu aliens could attack at any moment.
Yes.
Then there was a call. Tuvok says, Captain, we're getting a subspace message.
Yeah.
And she says, play it.
Yeah.
Just play it. And what she hears is, hello, we've been trying to contact you about your ship's extended warranty. And they all look at each other. They're like, that's weird to get a call like that in the middle of this tense moment where the Sabrilu. And I think the captain even said, wait, play that again. So Tuvok plays it. Hello, we've been trying to contact you about your starship's extended warranty.
It's almost like there's a glitch in the system. It was such a weird thing. Yeah, because
they're ready for battle, and they get this call, and Janeway doesn't know what to do. And then the message says, to continue, press one.
Yeah.
So Tuvok says, Captain, should we? And she says, do it.
Yeah.
Presses one.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden the Sabrilu aliens come on and they're like, we've tapped into your systems. You'll be helpless. You're at our mercy now. So they tricked us with like a spam call.
They did. They basically introduced like a virus into our system. But that's when Tuvok at his station, he says to Janeway, he says, Captain, sensors have detected elevated reindeer readings from the planet's northern pole.
Yes, and that was the planet that looked like a Christmas planet,
exactly.
From the very beginning. Yeah, that was very cool.
Yes, and basically Santa was, I guess, on his way to spread some more spirit, I guess. That's what he's detecting. I don't know.
It's very weird. Off of that scene where Tuvok sees Santa and the Sabrilu aliens have taken over our systems, we cut to Harry and the doctor in the holodeck.
They're in the holodeck,
and Harry's got his whole...
Oh, and the program. Do you remember the whole holodeck program that Harry punched in? It's called Neelix the Grinch. That's what he's called.
Yeah.
The name of the program is Neelix. Yeah, the Neelix the Grinch.
Computer activate holodeck program, Neelix the Grinch. I remember that.
Yeah.
I was so excited to see this part of the holiday story.
Yes, it was wonderful. Mm-hmm. It was absolutely a fabulous story because everybody's involved in this. I mean, people even, I think someone came up, I think it was probably B'Elanna at this point, and she tells the doctor and also Harry there, she says, Seska was seen with Santa. So this is something that was part of this holodeck program because Harry wanted the doctor to see Neelix as the Grinch, which is the opposite of what Neelix really is, because he wanted to make the doctor laugh. You see, because Neelix is always so helpful. He's the morale officer. But in Harry's program, he's a Grinch. Absolutely.
Yeah. And he had Christmas spirit.
None.
And the doctor, starts to play with this holodeck program and sees Neelix.
Yes.
And Harry thinks that this is going to convert him, but instead,
what does it do?
The doctor says, see, That's who I am. I'm a Grinch.
Oh no.
I don't belong here. My family just got massacred. I can't do anything right. The presents I give are medical records and data programming. I don't know how to do Christmas. I'm out. And he starts to leave. And Harry says to himself, as the doctor's leaving, Harry closes his eyes and he says, what would Janeway do?
Remember that moment? Yes, he does. Yes. And the minute he said that, he realized that he needed Paris's help. So he hailed Paris to come over. Yep. So Paris came over there and he looks over it and he says, doctor, don't go. And the doctor's like, him? He's already angered me so much. I said, no, just wait for a second. And I said, Tom, guess what? We need to this is it. We're going to pull it out. We'll pull out all the stops.
And that's when Tom says, I know what we need to do.
Yes. And it is not plan B, but it's plan warp particles is what it is.
Yes.
It's because we got to get him into sync with the Christmas spirit. And that's when Tom and Harry looked at each other and said in unison on three, they went 1, 2, 3.
Warp particles.
And this energy and power just kind of came through the two of them. And it it was sort of formed a chain reaction. It went through Tom first, then Harry, and this energy of Christmas spirit hits
the
doctor.
It was the Christmas spirit.
Yes.
And that's when the doctor, he's hit with this Christmas spirit. Yeah. And he goes, I feel it. I have the Christmas spirit.
Yeah, his quote was, I wrote it down actually. It was such a good quote. He says, it's a miracle. I can see the truth. Tom has always just wanted to be well-liked. Janeway only drinks Irish coffee, and Harry has already been promoted to eldest ensign. So it's almost like he saw the Matrix finally. The doctor was so...
And he felt the Christmas spirit.
Finally.
And Tom turned to Harry and said, Harry, do you have your clarinet? And Harry goes, I can get it.
Sure do.
Well, Tom says, you know what?
Clarinet.
Yeah. Tom says, you know what we need to do? Mm-hmm. We need to get everybody down on deck 15.
Yes.
All the lower deckers, everybody
let's
gather on deck 15.
Yes.
The doctor has Christmas spirit.
Yes.
And let's have a musical celebration.
Yes.
We will call it the Voyager Holiday Spectacular, a musical.
Ah.
And so they're off to deck 15.
Yeah. Everybody was there. All the lower deckers, people that we rarely ever see. And it was wonderful.
It was great. And so up on the bridge, they're trying to battle the Sebrelu aliens. But down on the lower decks, we got the Doctor, Tom, Harry, Seska showed up. I think Lieutenant Lama was down
on deck
15.
Lieutenant Lama was there too. Everybody.
Lama was there. Everybody was there for the Voyager Holiday Spectacular.
Yeah.
And I remember when we got down there, the Doctor, who has all the spirit, he decorated lights for this thing.
Oh, yeah.
And the Doctor says, it's the holidays. We must celebrate and sing with the holiday spirit. Yeah. It was really amazing. And so everybody starts drinking eggnog.
Yeah.
And Colonel Mitchell says, Doc, who made the eggnog?
Yeah.
And the Doctor said, I did. Yeah. I've got so much Christmas spirit. I made eggnog for all of you. I decorated the lights.
Yeah.
And
I just remember he put a lot of synthahol in there.
A lot. Yeah. There's a lot of synthahol in this whole episode, as I remember.
Yeah. And it was incredible because this Harry, who usually doesn't drink anything, drank a lot. He really did. And he essentially ended up with Seska that day.
Yeah. Yeah. You know? That's right. I remember.
That was rough. Ended up with Seska.
Nobody expected that.
No one expected that turn. Uh-huh. No. And even Harry didn't realize that was going to happen. And of course, the next day, Tom sees Harry. And what does he see? He sees Harry walking down, doing the walk of shame from Seska's quarters back to his quarters. And Harry is stopped by Tom in the hallway. And he looks at him and he's like, What is going on with your nose? Because it's just bright red. And Harry goes, what are you talking about? So he goes into his quarters. He looks into the mirror. And sure enough, Tom follows him in. He looks in. It's just bright red. It's so bright. It's like Rudolph the Red-Nosed.
Tom goes, oh, my God.
Yeah.
I'm going to call you Harry the Red-Nosed Ensign from now on.
Right. And that's when, and Harry's like, great, thanks. And he says, I spent one night with her. One night. And my nose is now red.
Mm-hmm.
So Basically, it's some type of skin condition or something.
Yes, it's some kind of, yeah, Cardassian skin condition. Yeah, which you know, we never knew that before this episode, that Cardassians have this contagious skin condition.
Who knew?
That if you get too close.
Yes, that you're going to contract this red nose symptom, procedure, illness, whatever you want to call it, virus, bacterial thing.
So that was a funny scene. You see Tom and Harry, who really helped. Both of them are kind of the heroes here, because they got the doc on board
to have
some Christmas spirit.
Oh my goodness.
And then we cut in the mess hall, and Neelix is reading. He's kind of telling a story. He's not even reading it. He's telling a story to all the kids, and there's Naomi Wildman and all the kids.
Yeah.
And he's been telling them the story of he's kind of turned the Hanukkah story into Starfleet story, and he's near the end of it, and we don't hear the whole story, but what we hear at the end of it is him, Neelix, telling the kids. He says, and that is how the warp plasma that was supposed to last us only one night lasted for eight. and so you see the kids, and then Naomi goes and gives Neelix a big hug, and says, thanks, Neelix, for this has been a great holiday.
Yeah.
Your Hanukkah cookies were great. And that story of the warp plasma lasting 8 days was so exciting. And really then as they look out the window, there is Santa Claus flying by the mess hall.
What?
Yeah, Santa Claus is flying by the mess hall. Remember, they saw them on sensors before.
That's right.
He was approaching somewhere.
Yes, yes. There you go.
Santa Claus flies by, and you
great
see
great visual effects, by the way. Really,
really great visual effects. Mm-hmm. And you see in his sleigh, they all watch as he passes out by the window.
Yeah.
And in his sleigh are the salamander babies.
What? I forgot about, I must have blinked when that happened.
Yeah, you could see the salamander babies that he's got them riding along. And we cut to the bridge.
Yeah.
And Tom and Janeway see the salamander babies going by, and they have an awkward look to each other.
They do have an awkward look.
And and then the Sabrilu aliens call and say, you have inspired us, even though your couples contest was a disaster.
Yes.
Your holiday spirit has inspired us, and we're going to call off our attack.
Yeah.
Turn your systems back over to you.
Yeah.
And as they say that, the awkward look with Tom and Janeway.
Yeah. The awkward look was cool because it was in slow motion. I mean, I remember when Livingston actually put a slow-mo in there, which we never really do. And it was very, very Hallmark Christmas movie. There's sort of always some type of slow-mo something going on.
Yeah.
So
and the music was sort of swelling.
That. Yeah.
And really we see off on the view screen, Santa Claus. I don't know how he, you know, in the vacuum of space doesn't, you know, completely get crushed, but Santa Claus can do it. If
Santa
anybody
can
do it.
Yeah, no, he Santa doesn't. I think he has Borg nanoprobes in his veins, so it kind of helps him survive in the cold of space.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
And I love the montage there at the end when, you know, just to jump back to like the lower decks, when they're doing that Voyager Christmas Spectacular and the doctor is singing the Christmas carols with all that spirit, and they're drinking eggnog, and we're cutting to the, you know, the Sabrilu battle. And
it's a tremendous episode.
Neelix in the mess hall with the kids and a Hanukkah celebration. Mm. It was just an epic moment. And then to finish with the Santa in space was crazy. And you know what else I forgot, that one last detail besides the salamanders and Santa's sleigh is Lieutenant Llama was with Santa. And I guess Lieutenant Llama decided to leave Voyager and took off with Santa. He was in the sleigh as well.
I had my eyes were tearing up when I saw Llama leaving. It was probably one
too
of the
much
most touching
was happening.
It really was. It was
too
just,
much was happening.
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So emotional.
Wow.
Good episode, though.
Great episode. Yeah. Too bad that everyone didn't get a chance to see it, because it's the lost holiday episode of season six.
So. You have a rating? You gonna rate this one? I don't know. Should we even rate it, or is it even? Should we just not even go there? I don't
know. Well, the lesson is, the lesson I got from this episode was, you know, don't underestimate yourself. Like the doctor, you know, he had already made a decision that he just didn't belong, that the holidays weren't for him.
Yeah.
And he finally felt it. He felt the holiday spirit.
Yeah.
And so the lesson to me is, you know, don't make like these decisions or judgments about yourself. Be open to change. And maybe, you know, maybe you can have a new, different experience than you expect. So
my lesson, that's good. I'm going to say I approve of that. And I agree with you on that, but I'm also going to go a little bit further and say, this is a lesson in persistence. It really is. And just not giving up, not ever giving up, just saying, okay, didn't work. I still don't have the Christmas spirit. Yeah. I'm going to keep on going. Yeah. And also everyone was trying to help him. Like, we didn't give up on the doctor. We kept on doing it until he finally, we finally felt that warp particle holiday energy, which
really did
turned him
and
over.
That's And warp particles, as we've talked about on the podcast before, that those kind of moments where two of our cast and crew, crew members, two people connect and they speak in unison.
Yeah.
It's magical.
I'm going to give it a 9.8. I'm dropping it down because I didn't like a couple of the scenes. Some of my acting, I think I got in an argument with my girlfriend the night before. So I'm going to drop it 0.02 off of that. So 9.8 for me.
I'm going to give this a 9.9.
Oh, you're going to go a little bit
The only
more.
Reason I even took 1/10 of a point off.
Yeah. Why?
Is because they mentioned the musical Cats.
Oh,
and any mention of Cats,
it's already going to repulse.
Is a negative because
so,
I can't stand that show.
Yeah, but there's so much holiday spirit in this episode that
but there
you
is,
can't
so.
Take any more than 0.01. Am I right?
Yeah,
you can't.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree.
This is a strong episode.
Really is. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Well, there you go.
Thanks everyone for joining us, and
it's been fun.
It's been fun, and in all sincerity, have a great holiday.
Yeah, happy holidays. And, you know, I'm going to say to everybody, my other lesson is just make sure you wash any holiday garments you buy before you wear them, because you're going to be itchy if you don't. That's all. Simple advice.
Happy holidays, everybody.
Happy holidays to y'all. Oh, my goodness. All right, everyone. Thank you for tuning in to yet another Lost Christmas episode that was found, that Robbie and I got to recap and watch. It was
Love finding these.
It's tremendous.
These lost episodes. It's so really just brings back so many memories.
So much fun. So we just want to say happy holidays to everyone. We hope everyone has a wonderful, wonderful new year, a safe one, and keep on trekking.